I haven't really slept in 2 days, and then there's been the long day's journey into the arena. Slowly, I allow my muscles to relax, my eyes to close. The last thing I think is it's lucky I don't snore. Snap! The sound of a breaking branch wakes me. How long have I been asleep? 4 hours? 5? The tip of my nose is icy cold. Snap! Snap! What's going on? This is not the sound of a branch under someone's foot, but the sharp crack of one coming from a tree. Snap! Snap! I judge it to be several hundred yards to my right. Slowly, noiselessly, I turn myself in that direction. For a few minutes, there's nothing but blackness and some scuffling. Then I see a spark, and a small fire begins to bloom. A pair of hands warms over flames, but I can't make out more than that. I have to bite my lip not to scream every foul name I know at the fire starter. What are they thinking? A fire lit just at nightfall would have been one thing. Those who battled at the cornucopia, with their superior strength and surplus of supplies, they couldn't possibly have been near enough to spot the flames then. But now, when they've probably been combing the woods for hours looking for victims, you might as well be waving a flag and shouting, "Come and get me!" And here I am, a stone's throw from the biggest idiot in the games, strapped in a tree, not daring to flee since my general location has just been broadcast to any killer who cares. I mean, I know it's cold out here and not everybody has a sleeping bag, but then you grit your teeth and stick it out until dawn. I lay smoldering in my bag for the next couple of hours, really thinking that if I can get out of this tree, I won't have the least problem taking out my new neighbor. My instinct has been to flee, not fight. But obviously this person's a hazard. Stupid people are dangerous. And this one probably doesn't have much in the way of weapons, while I've got this excellent knife. The sky is still dark, but I can feel the first signs of dawn approaching. I'm beginning to think we, meaning the person whose death I'm now devising and me, we might actually have gone unnoticed. Then I hear it. Several pairs of feet breaking into a run. The fire starter must have dozed off. They're on her before she can escape. I know it's a girl now. I can tell by the pleading, the agonized scream that follows. Then there's laughter and congratulations from several voices. Someone cries out, 12 down and 11 to go, which gets a round of appreciative hoots. So they're fighting in a pack. I'm not really surprised. Often alliances are formed in the early stages of the games. The strong band together to hunt down the weak, then, when the tension becomes too great, begin to turn on one another. I don't have to wonder too hard who has made this alliance. It will be the remaining career tributes from districts 1, 2, and 4. 2 boys and 3 girls. The ones who lunch together. For a moment, I hear them checking the girl for supplies. I can tell by their comments they've found nothing good. I wonder if the victim is Rue, but quickly dismiss the thought. She's much too bright to be building a fire like that.
Better clear out so they can get the body before it starts stinking.
I'm almost certain that's the brutish boy from District 2. There are murmurs of assent, and then, to my horror, I hear the pack heading toward me. They do not know I'm here. How could they? And I'm well concealed in the clump of trees, at least while the sun stays down. Then my black sleeping bag will turn from camouflage to trouble. If they just keep moving, they will pass me and be gone in a minute. But the careers stop in the clearing about 10 yards from my tree. They have flashlights, torches. I can see an arm here, a boot there, through the breaks in the branches. I turn to stone, not even daring to breathe. Have they spotted me? No, not yet. I can tell from their words their minds are elsewhere.
Shouldn't we have heard a cannon by now?
I'd say yes, nothing to prevent them from going in immediately.
Unless she isn't dead. She's dead. I stuck her myself.
Then where's the cannon?
Someone should go back, make sure the job's done.
Yeah, we don't want to have to track her down twice.
I said she's dead.
An argument breaks out until one tribute silences the others. We're wasting time. I'll go finish her and let's move on.
I almost fall out of the tree. The voice belongs to Peter.